friends, we are so excited to invite you to this upcoming author event at Elaine's Literary Salon at Elaine's Restaurant, 208 Queen Street in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, PR director of the salon and proud producer of all of our podcasts and videos on Incandescent Radio, Incandescent TV, and we're also out there on Spotify, Apple, and iHeartRadio, where we are number 3 and number 4 this week. Today, our spotlight is on the amazing Monisha Longacre. She is a seasoned operations executive, entrepreneur, and author of a new book called Practical Productivity, A Guide to Surviving Life's Juggling Act. With more than 3 decades of experience scaling and optimizing technology businesses, she brings a uniquely practical approach to both organizational and personal effectiveness. She's coming to the salon on Sunday, January 11th, noon to 3. You are not going to want to miss this. Monisha, tell us about your new book.
Thank you so much, Hope. It's great to be here, and I'm really looking forward to talking to everybody at Elaine's. Basically, start of a new year, we have a new opportunity to set our goals, achieve our goals, and sometimes it just feels a little too overwhelming. So I wrote this book to help everybody take a more practical, actionable approach to getting things done so they can spend most of their time doing the things they love. So the book is packed with 59 tips and tricks. Each chapter is only 2 or 3 pages long because we don't have a lot of time to spend reading a book about getting things done, and comes with a suggested try this action. And the idea is that you try different tactics, see what works best for you, employ what works and throw out what doesn't, and try something else, because there is no one size fits all solution. You really have to try to experiment and try to see what works best for you.
I love that. And Jeffrey James Higgins, the host of Elaine's Literary Salon, will go deep into this. But being a reporter myself, I want to ask you this question. So is this mostly for women? Are we really struggling with kind of balancing life and work and kids and all the things?
Yes, I mean, we all wear too many hats, right? And I think for women primarily, you're trying to be the best of everything we can possibly be. So it definitely resonates with women. But it's not just for women. I've gotten really great feedback from young professionals who are very skilled, very ambitious, but with technology and with everything that they're trying to do, that's a challenge. I've also heard from entrepreneurs who may have in the past have been given a lot more structure, had goals, had deadlines. When you don't have those any place anymore, it really becomes challenging to figure out what do I do next and how do I decide what to do, because at the end of the day, we can't do it all. There's just not enough hours in the day.
Oh man, I hear you. It's crazy. My to-do list, everything's color-coded. Oh, I can't wait to dive into your book. And I think really, you know, I think about this a lot. Women, especially who come from corporate America into entrepreneurship, really struggle because it is not the same.
No.
Right? And being an entrepreneur my whole career, I'd be a terrible employee in a corporation. I wouldn't even test it. But, you know, they come in with that mindset. We need a team. We need agendas, you know, and it's very different in entrepreneur land, right?
That's absolutely right. So if for some, it's a big switch, right? And it's a challenge to adjust. And then you have to build new systems, right? Systems that work for you to help you figure out, you know, that what do we need to do first? What things can I let go? I think for women especially, that's really hard. Saying, you know what, I'm going to deliberately let these things go because there's some more important things I want to do. But I like to believe that, you know, instead of letting that to chance, if we're more deliberate about prioritizing and choosing what things we're going to let go, we're going to have better outcomes than, you know, just kind of trying to randomly keep up with it all.
I love that. And sanity, right?
Sanity is just key. As important as the rest of it. I always say, add a couple personal items to your to-do list, because taking care of yourself is just as important as doing some of those other things. Because if you don't care to take care of yourself, you can't take care of all the other things.
Yeah. And really self-care, right? So that's what 2026 feels like to me, and hopefully to everyone. Self-care. Productivity is essential, but it also has to be included, right?
Yeah. And that's what I'm hoping. And I think there's a lot of interest at the start of the year. No matter what you set out to do, no matter what your goal is, you know, putting systems in place to help you. Like, are the goals attainable? Are they systematic? Are they simple? How are you holding yourself accountable? How are you rewarding yourself when you actually do something and letting it go if it doesn't go according to plan, and resetting or restarting or saying, you know what, this isn't for me, I'm not going to do it. And that's part of being productive.
I love that. Absolutely. That is absolutely practical productivity at its best. We can't wait to hear this interview. So you are coming to Elaine Sunday, January 11th. People can sign up for their free ticket at events.blackbirdrsvp.com. And there's a link to it on your promo on elainesliterarysalon.com. And as a little extra incentive, we are offering an author's choice because the food at Elaine's restaurant is remarkable. So anyone who chooses what Monisha has picked, they get a $5 coupon to redeem when they come back to Elaine's. And your picks, actually, you couldn't decide there too. And I just thought, why make you pick, right? That's practical productivity, right? So French toast with a mimosa or the Egyptian omelet with a Bloody Mary. Both sound.
I don't think you can go wrong with
either. Cannot go wrong. I cannot go wrong. All right. Well, we'll see you all January 11th on Sunday at noon at Elaine's Literary Salon, 208 Queen Street here in Alexandria, Virginia. Monisha, I am so excited for your talk.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
All right. We'll see you all on January 11th. Happy New Year.